Wait, start again.
He's just his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hello and happy fall. Big time.
Yeah, seriously.
It's Welcome. Nice.
It's not nice. It's raining and it's blowing.
Okay.
Yes. But before we get into that, hello and welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Michael Bruce Image Consulting. Our show is serious about style, not so serious talk. Each week we have a lively discussion about all things style and fashion related. We aim to break down barriers, debunk style myths, and impart a modicum of wisdom, which I think we did in abundance last week.
Too much.
But let me introduce you to the hosts of the show. First up, we have Bruce, who is back from his vacation. Bruce is the owner of Michael Bruce Image Consulting. He is our style expert extraordinaire.
Hey, I'm back. Behave yourself,
Shady's
ladies.
Back.
Shady's back.
Next up is our fabulous stylist, Beck. She is sensational at what she does. She's also our travel enthusiast. In fact, she's on the road right now, and our thrift culture countess.
Hello.
Good to see you. Well, hear you. We can't see you. Next up is Stacey, our resident raconteur and pop culture princess.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
And I'm Pamela, image consultant, shoe queen, and music maven.
All right. We're off.
We're off to a good start.
It's good to be back. I've missed
you
guys.
Well, we're off to a start.
Exactly.
A start. I like that. Hey, is anything happening in the news?
Yeah. You know, interestingly enough, what I'm finding is a lot of our news stories are from the world of social media. What it is this week is that certain people, and I'm going to call out Madonna because she specifically has been called out for this. She has been promoting her new movie called Madam X, and she's been on a ton of talk shows, and, you know, she looks like she does in person, and she looks good for being, what is she, 62? But when you look at her social media posts, they're all perfectly, you know, Photoshopped. There's not a wrinkle on her, and she's been getting...
Oh, we're losing.
Uh-oh. Beck must be going through
it.
Oh, there you go.
She's setting such a false expectation of aging is supposed to look like. So I just find it really interesting.
Oh, all right, Beck, we're losing you. But I know exactly what she's talking about. You know, people have been totally talking about this topic and how it is, especially Madonna. She's right. You know, she shows up on Jimmy Fallon and she's climbing all over his desk. And, you know, her Instagram posts are so like, I don't want to say whitewashed.
Yeah,
airbrushed. Exactly.
Yeah, they're staged. They're white. They're washed up. They're clean. Everything highly tuned.
And, you know, and it's a shame because, you know, does she look like she used to? No. Do I look like I used to? No. I used to look like Christie Brinkley. Now I'm like 5'5" and I have red hair and like, you know, things happen. Except that it's a shame that rather than celebrating, you know, your age and all of the things that you've done, that you need to cling on to youth.
Well, you told me that you liked my salt and pepper hair today.
I did.
And I'm thinking I should shave my hair.
No, I like it.
Interesting.
See, I like embrace age. I don't know. Like Madonna, like you don't have to prove anything anymore. Like dress how you want.
Absolutely.
Do what you want. Say what you want. Be the provocateur that you are. Do all those things. But you don't need to airbrush out the wrinkles. Like it's cool to see somebody who's 63 like doing what she's doing.
There you go. Keep it natural.
Anyway, sorry to take over, Beck, but you were going through the forest there, and we couldn't hear you. You know, forest for the trees and all that.
I agree with everything you're saying there, though. She's just own her age. She looks fantastic, so why manipulate it?
No more filters on your Zoom.
Okay, well, now... Okay.
All right. What are we talking about today,
Pamela?
Might be
a step too far. Okay. So today's show is entitled Outer Limits. No, we're not talking about aliens or anything else, but we're
talking about... Cue the music, Eric.
Exactly.
We're talking about outerwear. the weather has definitely taken a turn here in the PNW, but we're all gearing up for, you know, more wet weather, cold, snow, whatever that looks like where you live. Fall, winter is the time to, you know, really embrace outerwear. And, you know, what we find a lot of the time is there's this idea that it just has to have functionality to it and it doesn't necessarily have to look good. Mm-hmm. So we're here to debunk that myth and kind of talk about what outerwear pieces work for what body shapes, what the options are available to people, and really to kind of add some, I don't know, some joy into outerwear instead of just thinking in terms of it's got to be black and mm-hmm. it's got to be, you know, one thing and not the other. Let's have some fun with outerwear for a change.
There you go. And there's a lot of great outerwear this season. So, but before we even talk about what those outerwear pieces are, you know, what does someone do? People call us all the time and talk about, I need new outerwear. And mm-hmm. we're like, okay, well, let's start with what, Pamela?
Well, I mean, first thing you need to consider when you're thinking about outerwear is your body shape. And that's true for any item of clothing. So it doesn't matter whether you're buying coats or anything else. But people seem to forget, you know, with the outerwear, there's that component of how your body's going to fit into certain shapes. So let's go by the outer, you know, by the body shape and kind of what would work best mm-hmm. to accentuate your shape or camouflage, as we do with everything. Sorry, Stacey, did you want to say something?
Well, I just wanted to add one quick thing. Even before we consider body shape, consider the kind of weather that you're mm-hmm. going to be experiencing in your season. So
true, but I think that comes down to fabrication. Mm-hmm. So until you can go out and pick the fabrication based on the style of coat that you're looking for. So I think let's start with the body first.
Okay.
Because, you know, like, so for example, if a trench coat is the great, you know, is the ultimate silhouette for you, but you want something that, you know, you're in a very rainy area, yes, you're going to look for a waterproof option, but if not, then maybe you want to go for a wool version of that. So that's kind of my thought process behind that. So let's start with hourglass. So this is somebody that's usually has a curvy frame, they're proportionate with their shoulders and their hips, and they want to accentuate their narrow waist. So for that body shape, a great style of coat for them is a wrap coat, something that's belted so it defines that waist. Trench coat is great for that, but when you think about trench coats for an hourglass, you want to minimize buttons and detailing because you don't want to add volume in other places. You're really thinking about how we can define that waist. So that's a great silhouette. So wrap coats, you know, Ted Baker has great one. I mean, there's lots of options out there, but that's not to say you can't wear other silhouettes, but that's kind of the go-to for that body shape.
Do you remember when princess coats were a thing?
Princess coats can still be a thing. Yeah, but you just have to be careful on your height. So mm-hmm. if you're, you know, a petite 5'4", you want to be careful of that princess coat because it's longer, they're heavier, and that can really overwhelm. So, you know, a princess coat would really be good for somebody who is a triangular shape because that's going to add volume to the shoulders. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we can go through all the different types of coats. That's absolutely fine. But you're right. But that's a great silhouette for a triangle. Yeah. So let's just jump onto a triangle then. Let's talk about what else. Triangle, reminder, hips are wider than the shoulders. So you want to draw attention to the shoulder or the upper portion of the body. So think things like contrast collars or statement collars, like in a princess coat. Mm-hmm. Think about epaulets on a military style jacket, because that's going to add volume through the shoulders. Belting also is great, wide lapels. And then you want to think about a 3/4 length coat for that body shape as well, because it can also make the legs look longer.
Yep. Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
How about the straight?
Straight. So you know, when you think of straight, you sometimes think of tall and slender, but that's not always the case. But longer length coats for a straight body type are great with cool details. Think color blocking that add interest and kind of define the waistline. So, you know, if you have visualize a top, a topper or something that's gray, light gray on the top and a darker gray on the bottom, or vice versa. You also want to fit and flare is also a great style coat. So like a frock coat would be great for this silhouette as well.
What's a frock coat?
So frock coat is, you know, it's more volume through the bottom.
Okay. Okay.
You know, so again, it's belted. It's got more lots swing of details. More swing at the bottom, but not throughout the whole body of that. Double breasted will also add volume to the chest area, which will help then kind of give the illusion of hourglass. So
is
those
this
are
a Kate
things...
Middleton vibe? Like, is she a straight?
She is pretty much straight, right?
Because I'm thinking about the coats that I see her
and
wear.
She does that frock coat. She does always fuller at the bottom.
Okay.
For sure.
I'm just trying to give a visual to like help. I figure I'm like the listeners. And so I'm like, explain what that means to me. So, okay.
You are our MC.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but I have questions and I figure I'll ask them for everybody.
That's great. I'll answer them. You ask them.
Great.
So oval, so fuller in the midsection and wider, usually wider in the shoulder. So some silhouettes to think about for this is an A-line silhouette in a coat, which will help slim the waist, take it to the knee, add pockets, low slung pockets on those coats, because they will again give the illusion of kind of taking in the midsection and widening out the bottom. There's some kind of talk about whether, you know, does a cocoon style coat work for somebody with more of an oval size? I think if you keep it slender in a cocoon, you can work it, but not if you go oversized and over volume on a cocoon style coat. It allows
you
room
can't
for
go
the
too big on the cocoon.
I keep thinking of A Bug's Life when he's like, I'm a beautiful butterfly. And he's like the fat little juicy caterpillar.
Yep, there you go.
So anyway, sorry, go on.
The cocoon does allow a little more room through the midsection too. And they need to, with a cocoon coat, I would stay mid thigh length, because again, that makes the legs look longer and adds, you know, length to everybody. Tall people that are taller stature, think about dusters. Mm-hmm. That's a great option. Petite people, kind of crop jackets, so it's not overwhelming. Don't go over volume there. And then let's kind of jump into the inverted triangle before we jump into a break. Inverted triangle, think about double breasted. This is a great option.
Stacey's like going,
Yeah, you know, what it does is you want to kind of try and minimize the shoulders a little bit. So the double breasted sounds a little counterintuitive, but usually on a jacket, on a coat, the double breasted buttons are lower down, right? So it's providing details towards the bottom portion and not up the top. You want to minimize the shoulders and then add more details around the hips. So you can also think about, you know, a fit and flare, like a trench coat, details on the pocket, details on the hem. Trapeze style coats and cape style coats are also great because they add volume on the bottom. Stacey, you and I talk about this all the time. Volume on the bottom.
Volume.
But with a cape style, again, don't go overboard. It needs to be tailored at the top and wider at the bottom. Stacey,
oh my God, she's like going, I got to go get my cape.
I am like, the Phantom of the Opera is here inside my mind.
Yeah, but you're not going to do a capelet.
No.
Right? Because that, you know, that's adding volume on the shoulders. But anything belted that flutes out over the hips is going to be a great silhouette for the inverted triangle.
I am so excited. I am going to have to go shopping with you guys. You can help me find a coat, and I'm going to overheat, so I'm going to have to be pretty much naked underneath. So,
Coats for all body types, right here, you heard it. There you go.
Right. So then we'll talk about what works fabric-wise later. But anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
All right, you're listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Michael Bruce Image Consulting. Before the break, you heard silence because my mouth was open catching flies because we were talking about the different body types and what silhouette would work best when you're thinking about outerwear for the fall and winter. And I got so excited about the idea of a cape and something with some volume on the bottom that I did something I never do, which is I was silent.
You were silent. And your mouth was wide open, though. You were like, a cape?
I know. I'm totally excited. Okay. So now that I've gotten over the excitement, now let's move on to the next part of this conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a couple of different directions we can go with this. We can start talking about men's type of coats if you want to, or we can talk about the different styles of women's coat. What would you like to do, guys?
Yeah, let's hit a little bit of the men's. Of the men's coats.
Are men's body shapes, I'm guessing that it's the same as women. I mean, I assume that there is people that are oval, men that are oval shaped and so on and so forth. So how does that differ then when...
It doesn't differ so much. I mean, there's definitely some things to think about. So, for example, you know, if somebody was fuller through the middle on a, you know, on a guy, and you don't want something that is too, you want something that's a bit more casual, but you want a wool coat, you'd think about a duffel coat. Mm-hmm. I think the difference is the options for guys, as always, are a little more limited than they are for women in the choices. So, some things to think about when it comes to coat. So overcoats, top coats, double-breasted, duffel coats, and then you have bombers and whatnot. But we'll kind of stick with the traditional style of coats, because these are where we get the questions from men, is like, okay, when should I wear an overcoat? When should I wear a top coat? The difference between the two. So single-breasted overcoat is kind of the simplest and the easiest coat to wear, and it's suitable for all body types. Now, a true overcoat should come below the knee, right? Usually a heavy wool like Melton, but you can find those wools in lighter options if you want to, like cashmere, a Murano. But you want those overcoats to be a little, not really trim, because you want to be able to comfortably wear either a jacket underneath it or a chunky knit, because that's what it's for. It's a heavy winter coat in wool. So I think there used to be, you know, the overcoat used to be a lot more kind of evening, etc. But as, you know, as culture shifts, you know, it's more acceptable to wear it whenever you want. If you're, you know, it's definitely a good heavy duty coat to wear. If it's above the knee, then that actually twists it and it becomes a top coat. It's no longer an overcoat. The overcoat is that it goes, you know, over jackets and jumpers, etc. But the top coat is more kind of, it's a little dressy, I think, you know, is how I see it.
What's the difference between a, I'm sorry for interrupting, between a top coat and a car coat?
Now, top coat is typically a top coat. So fabrication wise, it's going to be wool, cashmere, melt, those kind of things.
Okay.
Longer.
Okay.
Car coat is definitely shorter.
Okay.
Way, way shorter. And
right.
Typically fabrications in a car coat would be something that's more technical, if you will.
Okay. Got it.
And that depends on men and women. So a women's car coat is going to hit you in a different spot than a men's. And women's car coats come in more fabrics.
Okay.
So the car coat kind of comes to just lower than the hip for a woman.
Right.
But it's got a little more volume through the hip because obviously it needs to facilitate sitting down in a car.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Beck, who is literally in the forest somewhere in Oregon, she texted... because she's actually listening, and she also brought up, and I just want to make sure that we talk about it, the colors, because both of you mentioned that the choices are limited for men in terms of the different styles. And I would also say, and the point that she's making, is that colors are also a little bit more limited. And so making sure that, like a trench coat, she mentions, and that it's typically a certain color and that can be tough for a complexion. So I just want to make sure that we bring that up as we're talking about the men's coat options.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she's right. You know, it is more limited. You're thinking usually in browns and grays and blacks. you can find some of those heavier wool coats in plaids, etc., but there's not as many choices for men as there are for women, which is really sad because, you know, guys like to have fun with their outerwear too. But there are colors that are challenging. You know, when you think of a trench coat, you always think of that kind of khaki color, that kind of, that's not great for most people's skin tones. So, you know, find something in a navy if you're going to go with a trench coat, because it's more flattering for the skin and it's easy to wear when it's that color. You're not quite so worried about what's it going to go with, you know. That cover it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally. No, that's great. And then she also brought up the men's style of coat that has the built-in zipper sweater in the front. You know.
So that is actually interesting because that is actually a storm sweater. It's a storm piece, and it's called a storm piece. So basically, it zips up and it basically keeps the wind and cold out.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's a storm insert, basically. There's a functionality to that.
You can find those. Those are appearing more and more in different silhouettes. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely in the top coat, not necessarily in the overcoat, because that's a different animal altogether. But we're seeing it, you know, in those barber style jackets that are kind of to the hip, the wax jackets that have the storm inserts in them too. And those are great functionality, especially for places like where we live in the Pacific Northwest, where it's wet and windy, and they just add in another layer. And we're definitely very casual here, so that's a way to have the casual vibe with extra warmth, but you can dress it up too.
Right. Okay.
What? You can mention that. That's funny.
Beck sent a text that says, Bruce desperately wants Camel to work for him, but it's just not right.
So what I did is instead of doing Camel, I did more of a chocolate brown Vicuna. So
yeah,
that works for me. And that works for my skin tone.
Right. And, you know, that's what everybody should do is, you know, try on a different, you know, a couple of different shades of something. If you really, really want that camel coat, you're going to have to spend the time and the energy really looking for the one that's right for you. Because otherwise, you know, coats aren't inexpensive. So if you're going to spend the money and invest in it, invest the time as well to get the right one so that you don't make a mistake on it. And 5 minutes later think, oh, yeah, I'm looking sallow and sick. So a couple of other things. Yeah. Earth and sky.
Yeah.
Earth and sky.
Mm-hmm. Go on. I'm sorry.
Talked about that before. That's okay. double-breasted overcoats are more formal than a single button. If you're shorter in stature as a guy, probably avoid the broader cuts and because they'll make you feel shorter too. Long coats should come to mid-calf and work really well for a slimmer frame, and are a great option for taller men.
Okay.
What else do you want me to add? I mean, I could keep going, but I feel like I'm...
No.
Oh, thanks for that.
I want to get to women because I'm listening and I want to know my thoughts. So
there you go. Let's talk about a couple of the good trends and maybe how to incorporate some of the trend pieces for the season into your wardrobe. Like one of the big trends right now for coats and women is puffy coats.
Okay.
You know, shearling.
Don't wear it. First of all, I'm always overheating. Second of all, for me, I think of a puffer as like I'm going to play in the snow right now. And so my coat that's like that is for that.
So that's changes. So instead of by saying puffer, let's say quilting. Quilting is a big thing right now in coats. That I think is really fresh. And you can do a lightweight quilting and make it look like it's heavy, but it's not.
Could I get one in a cape?
No.
I'm a beautiful butterfly.
No, you can't not get a quilting.
Okay, Supergirl, no. No, but so, yeah, I mean, the quilted style coat is really, you know, for warmth and durability, they're great options. But there are different silhouettes out there. It's not... You know, it used to be that there was just one kind of, you know, like that, the one that came to the top of the waistband on your jean, belly, you know, very voluminous. So, you know, if you're somebody that's an inverted triangle, you want to kind of stay away from that. You want to lengthen the line on it and see if you can get something that's cinched in at the waist and flutes out at the bottom. There is, you know, these quilted versions for most body types, but they're more functionality, those jackets. They're for, you know, really... Where am I going? Keeping warm, etc. What's your next question then, Stace?
Well, okay. So, you know, color. We talked about color with men. Let's also talk about color for women. You know, having fun and, as you say, not sticking with the typical gray, black, camel, those kinds of things.
Yeah, I think you got to take there's so much great color in outerwear. Texture is a big trend as well. It's have fun with your outerwear piece. I mean, I love Pamela is always doing that. Pamela, don't you have like a bright red outerwear coat? You have a couple of different plaids. Have some fun.
Yeah, she's got an
enviable. Let's not talk about how many wool coats I have. My husband might be listening. No, but you know, Bruce is right. So I try, you know, that's not to say I don't have a black coat, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've got a North Face hooded black jacket for when it's kind of torrential rain and I need that. But I do like to have fun with the outerwear and have it be a statement piece. So whether it's, you know, I've got a houndstooth, I've got a plaid, I've got a animal print, I've got, you know, a navy, a white, a red, because I like to have fun with it. If you're going to cover up the clothing because you need it for warmth, why not have it be a statement piece?
Absolutely.
You know, and then, yeah, then I know it comes into the question, well, how do I wear a, you know, a 3/4 length coat with a dress, and what color do I do? And, you know, this topic could go on for on and on and on. I'm sure we can talk about it again, but, you know, have some fun, you know, it's dark and dreary days. Why not brighten it up
like
with an outerwear
a beautiful
piece?
Light blue or a lilac or red. So much interesting outerwear these days.
So I think at the end of the day, because of course we're like out of time here. I think at the end of the day, what you're saying is know your body type, pay attention to it, dress it accordingly. And like with shoes, don't be afraid to have multiple outerwear pieces for various functions and fun.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There
well
you go.
Well said.
Thank you.
Cocoon.
I pay attention.
Well said, cocoon girl.
I'm a beautiful butterfly.
A beautiful butterfly.
All right. On that note, thanks for listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. We are Michael Bruce Image Consulting. If you want to know more about us or you want to know more in general, go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. Fill out a personal style assessment. Follow us on social media. We would love to connect with you.
Goodbye.
See ya.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.